Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tells him, O Prophet of Allah, as far as saving ourselves from the fire of Jahannam is concerned, we understand that. That is that we save ourselves from the disobedience of Allah and we fulfill the divine injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we save our children? How do we save our children? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you must instruct them to refrain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and command them also, encourage them also to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this manner, they will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. If we do not have knowledge of the orders of Allah and they do not have knowledge of the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will find what we find today, that the parents are shielding the children. Comes to Salat, for example, my child must sleep. Why? Because he has to go to school. He cannot get up 4 o'clock in the morning and read the Fajr Salat. No, he cannot do that. The parent is unaware of the consequences of missing the Salat. So he is now shielding the son. In fact, he's supposed to be the person to encourage his children in the light of this Quran. The light of this verse of the Quran, the commentators mention, is the bounden duty of every parent to ensure that he teaches his wife and his children the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he diligently instructs them to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is in store for them? Who is there that wants to see his children with him only here while he lives in Spingo Beach in his mansion in his home and does not wish to see his children with him in paradise? There won't be one parent there in the world who does not have that amount of goodwill and welfare and love and kindness for his child that does not want to see him in paradise.